The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 47. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on October 11th, 2016, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antak atmana shradavan bhajate ya mam sa me yukta dharma mata Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena taratmana shadavan bhajate omam same yukta tamo mataha Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena taratmana Shadhavan bhajate yomam Same yukta tamo mata Yoginam of yogis Api also Sarvesham all types of Madgatena abiding in me always thinking of me Anta Atmana within himself Shradavan in full faith Bhajate renders transcendental loving service Ya one who Mam to me the Supreme Lord Sa he may by me Yuktatama the greatest yogi Mata is considered translation and purport by his divine grace Srila Prabhupada and of all yogis the one with great faith who always abides in me thinks of me within himself and renders transcendental loving service unto me is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. Purport. The word bhajate is significant here. Bhajate has its root in the word bhaj, which is used when there is need of service. The English word worship cannot be used in the same sense as bhaj. Worship means to adore or show respect and honor to the worthy one. But service with love and faith is especially meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot avoid worshipping a respectable man or a demigod and may be called discourteous. One can avoid worshipping a respectable man or a demigod and may be called discourteous. But one cannot avoid serving the Supreme Lord without being thoroughly condemned. Every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, every living entity is intended to serve the Supreme Lord by his own constitution. Failing to do this, he falls down. The Bhagavatam 11.5.3 confirms this as follows. Ya esham purusham sakshadatma prabhavam ishvaram nabanjat yavajananti stannad brashta patant yadaha. Anyone who does not render service and neglects his duty unto the primeval Lord, who is the source of all living entities, will certainly fall down from his constitutional position. In this verse, also the word bhajanti is used. Therefore, bhajanti is applicable to the Supreme Lord only, whereas the word worship can be applied to demigods or to any other common living entity. The word abhijananti used in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is also found in the Bhagavad Gita, abhijananti mang mudha. Only the fools and rascals deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Such fools take it upon themselves to write commentaries in the Bhagavad Gita without an attitude of service to the Lord. Consequently, they cannot properly distinguish between the word bhajanti and the word worship. The culmination of all kinds of yoga practice lies in bhakti yoga. All other yogas are but means to come to the point of bhakti in bhakti yoga. Yoga actually means bhakti yoga. All other yogas are progressions toward the destination of bhakti yoga. From the beginning of karma yoga to the end of bhakti yoga is a long way to self-realization. Karma yoga without fruitive results is the beginning of this path. When karma yoga increases in knowledge, renunciation, the stage is called jnana yoga. When jnana yoga increases in meditation on the super soul and different physical processes, and the mind is on him, it is called ashtanga yoga. And when one surpasses the ashtanga yoga and comes to the point of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, it is called bhakti yoga, the culmination. Factually, bhakti yoga is the ultimate goal, but to analyze bhakti yoga minutely, one has to understand these other yogas. The yogi who is progressive is therefore on the true path of eternal good fortune. One who sticks to a particular point and does not make further progress is called by that particular name karma yogi, jnana yogi, or jnana yogi, raja yogi, hatha yogi, etc. If one is fortunate enough to coin in the point of bhakti yoga, it is to be understood that he has surpassed all other yogas. Therefore, to become Krishna conscious is the highest stage of yoga. Just as we speak of Himalayan, we refer to the world's highest mountains, of which the highest peak, Mount Everest, is considered to be the culmination. It is by great fortune that one comes to Krishna consciousness on the path of bhakti yoga to become well situated according to the Vedic direction. The ideal yogi concentrates his attention on Krishna, who is called Shama Sundar, who is as beautifully colored as a cloud, whose lotus-like face is effulgent as the sun, whose dress is brilliant with jewels, and whose bodily is decorated, whose body is flower garlanded. Illuminating all sides is his gorgeous luster, which is called the Brahmajyoti. He incarnates in different forms as Rama, Narsingha, Varaha, and Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, and he descends like a human being as the sun of Mother Yasoda, and he is known as Krishna, Govinda, and Vasudeva. He is the perfect child, husband, friend, and master, and he is full with all opulences and transcendental qualities. If one remains fully conscious of these features of a Lord, he is called the highest yogi. This stage of highest perfection of yoga can be attained only by bhakti yoga, as is confirmed in all Vedic literature. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tita guru tasyaite katita hyarata prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Svetashvatara Upanishad 6:23. Bhakti rasa bhajanam tadiha mutro padi narashena mushmin mana kalpanam etad eva nashkarmyam. Bhakti means devotional service to the Lord, which is free from desire for material profit, either in this life or in the next. Devoid of such inclinations, one should fully absorb the mind in the Supreme. That is the purpose of Naishkarmya, Gopala Tapaniya Upanishad 1:15. These are some of the means for performance of bhakti or Krishna consciousness, the highest perfectional stage of the yoga system. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of Jnana Yoga. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Badijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svamniti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine. How much indebted we are to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, for so kindly giving us this knowledge. We were lost in this material existence. I was reading books about Hatha Yoga, trying to do some Hatha Yoga. It was ridiculous. I remember being a college student, I was completely miserable, totally depressed. I was in the drama department at the University of Texas, studying to be an actor. But I heard what it was like for real actors in the real world, and I said, this is not for me. But there I was, stuck in the drama school, feeling really miserable. And somebody said, well, how you doing? I said, I'm depressed. They said, don't say that. You're not allowed to be yourself. You see, I couldn't honestly tell I was depressed. You have to put on an act, you see. In the material world, you expect to put on a habit. Oh, yes, fine. I'm doing fine. I'm miserable as hell, but I just say, fine. You see, it's an act. So I went to the break room one day, and one of my co-students, Mike Singleton, he told me about something called self-realization. There was some yogi who had a book about it, so I got the book, and I said, yeah, that's it. I got to do this yoga and become self-realized. So I sent off for the home study lessons, and they had me staring at a candle, turn off the lights and sit there and stare at a candle. That was my yoga. Stare at a candle. Well, one of my friends dropped by and completely freaked out when she took a look at me. It was pretty weird. So finally I got a little bit of bliss out of the lessons. I burned all the lessons. I forget about this. And then I went to hear a lecture by this one Swami, Satchidananda. He said, I'm God, you're God, we're all God. And I was thinking, well, that doesn't seem to work. And it was really tough, you know. And then somebody told me about TM. You can do this transcendental meditation. You get your mantra. So I took what was, for me, a whole month's rent. Had to pay to get initiated. You get the initiation fee. I got my secret mantra. I'm going to tell you all. I'm not supposed to do this. It's actually part of the Gayatri mantra. I went home, I was going to do ang for 20 minutes twice a day. I was trying to take off like an airplane on the runway, you know. Where's the liftoff going to happen, you know? It's an endless runway. I never lifted off. I went back for a check session with the teacher, you know, of those who were having trouble. She told me a few tips. It didn't work. Well, what am I going to do, you know? It's horrible. How am I ever going to be happy, you know? I couldn't make it in the drama department. I couldn't make it with the material career. I can't make it in yoga. I can't make it in meditation. It's just like a hopeless nightmare. What am I going to do? Then one night, some friend of mine turned me on to this amazing thing. It was like, it went like this. Maybe you've heard it before. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He never became a devotee, but he did turn me onto the mantra. Actually, Prabhupada also was dragged to Bhaktisiddhanta by someone who did not become a devotee. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yes, thank you very, very much. So, yeah, a friend of mine named Patrick, he turned me onto this mantra, Hare Krishna. And that led to a whole string of things. I was going to go to India and become a sadhu, but then I said, well, better to try to stay in the world and save it than to leave it. So I ended up going to San Francisco to Haight-Ashbury. I met the first people I met were the devotees in the park. And I wasn't quite ready yet, but the seeds were being planted. And finally, after a couple of years, I met His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami Maharaj. And he was an amazing personality, absolutely amazing. Prabhupada said, because Vishnu Jan Swami is a very nice devotee, he makes nice devotees. So I'm trying to be one anyway. I'm not very nice, but I'm trying to be a nice devotee. So I finally got this understanding of bhakti yoga, you see, what real yoga means. Yoga means to link. It's interesting, if you study the etymology of the English word yoke, I looked it up in one of these big dictionaries one time. The scholars say the English word yoke comes from the Sanskrit word yoga. That's correct. So yoga is a linking process. So you can link partially, or you can link completely. So there's different stages of yoga where you're partially linked or connected, you see. But it's not until you come to bhakti yoga that you become fully connected. So what is the whole essence of this bhakti yoga linking process? What's the whole sum and substance of this thing called bhakti yoga? What we're really talking about here is you got to get back to your original nature, your intrinsic self. What were you? What was your nature before you fell into this material existence, you see? Bhakti yoga takes you all the way back to your very root. The root of your existence. We are actually part and parcel of the Supreme. Just as your bodily parts are meant to serve the complete whole body by nature. And if they don't, you go to the doctor. My finger doesn't work. Fix it. Is it? There we go. Here's an example. Is it? So, if you're not in order, then you go to a physician. In this case, you go to a bona fide spiritual master, you see, who knows the healing process, the linking progress, the yogic science of how you can actually become reestablished in your original position. So it's not really difficult. All we're really saying, ladies and gentlemen, is be yourself. Stop trying to be what you're not. Just try to be what you really are, you see. The difficulty is, in this material world, we're all being hammered to be something that we're not. Even as a little kid, but as you hear it all again and again, be a good little boy. Be a good little girl. But wait a minute. I'm not a boy or a girl. I'm being programmed to think I'm this body. You see? How can I be a boy when I'm not a boy? How can I be a girl when I'm not a girl, you see? How can I be this body when I'm not this body? We're being told to be that body from the very first moment we come out. Oh, look, it's a boy, it's a girl. We're being programmed to be these bodies. You cannot be your body. You understand? It's impossible to be your body. We're being told we have to be our bodies. It's no wonder everybody's frustrated. No wonder the whole world is in complete chaos. The whole thing is just going complete haywire, completely haywire, quagmire, loca, exploiting all around us. Because we're being told to be something that we're not. You cannot be that body. It's not possible. You have to be who you really are. But you have to have a bona fide spiritual master, a bona fide scripture, which can actually tell you who you are, because everybody else is giving you bad information. when you get the actual proper information, who you really are, at first it seems quite unnatural. You mean I can't have illicit sex? You mean I can't have McDonald's hamburgers? I can't smoke marijuana? I can't have a beer? You know, at the beginning in America, the hippies had to go to this big, many hippies joined, but they went through a whole thing. And well, you got to, all the things that, you know, illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, gambling. Got to give them up. Well, I don't know. But this chanting sure is nice. Maybe it's worth a try. Is it? Maybe it's worth a try. I've tried everything else. Why not try this? Is it? All right. I'll give it a try. And the amazing thing is that once you give it a try, sincerely try this process, you actually tune in to a higher state of consciousness totally beyond this material existence. You tap into a whole other reality on the other side of the Virja River, which is much more beautiful and wonderful than you can ever even begin to imagine in your wildest imagination. Just, you know, checking out a few verses from the Brahma Samhita is just absolutely amazing. Angani yasya shakalendriya vrittimanti pasyanti panti kalayanti charam jaganti ananda chinmaya sadhusvela vigrahasya govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. Well, that's not an ordinary person. Take even his little fingernail. Even with his fingernail, he sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. Just his fingernail, the tip, one of his hairs does all that. You see? That's an amazing person. And actually, we are eternal associates of that person. We are part of his entourage. We've forgotten who we were. You see? But actually, every one of us has an identity in Krishna's pastimes. Every one of us. So it's time to get back. Time to get back. Time to get back where we once belonged. Let's head on home, y'all. Get back to our real natures, you see. Well, don't cheat yourself in for 1 minute longer. Don't even cheat yourself for one more minute. You see. By holding on to this idea of being a separate enjoyer. Kick it out with boot. Prabhupada taught us like this, you see. Prabhupada is very, very heavy. Nobody can be as heavy as Prabhupada. Nobody can be as heavy as Prabhupada. We can try to be heavy, but we can't even come close to Prabhupada's heaviness. We're just little, tiddlywinks compared to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was so strong. He was so heavy. Just like I remember one morning walk he was taking in Los Angeles with my godbrother Sarup Damodar, who became Sarup Damodar Maharaj. He was our PhD, our ISKCON PhD. And he would take the role of a scientist, and he would have these discussions with Prabhupada walking down the beach. I mean, you can hear them. They're very nice recordings. You can hear them, all of them. One conversation, Prabhupada was saying, the position of the sex, that how nasty it is. And Sarup Damodar, taking the role of the scientist, he said, but Prabhupada, how to continue the species? Prabhupada said, you finish it, this condemned world. So, of course, householders can have kids. Bhakti Siddhanta said he's willing to have sex 100 times if he can produce Krishna conscious children. But it's not that we have duty to propagate. Not that we have a duty. I'm married, I have to have kids. You can even be married and not have kids, Prabhupada. It's okay. You don't have to have kids. Although having them is beautiful and wonderful. having Krishna conscious children is just as glorious as being renounced. But Prabhupada is making a very strong point, is he? He made very, very heavy points to cut through. You see, we have all these material attachments. We've got lust, especially lust, envy, anger, greed. These things are hard knots in the heart. So Prabhupada just cut through them. At the same time, he was the most mellow and sweet nectar you could ever imagine, you see. He was softer than a rose and more heavy than a thunderbolt. Just like the rose, I remember that one rose leela when Nanda Kishore said, Prabhupada, what happens when we give somebody a simply wonderful? Prabhupada said, he will eat that wonderful sweet. And he will come to your temple. And he will become simply wonderful. He said, this prasadam is simply wonderful. Krishna is simply wonderful. This process is simply wonderful. And you all are simply wonderful. Then Kirtananda said, Prabhupada is simply wonderful. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. Have kirtan. So Prabhupada could charm us. He was so charming, unbelievably charming. I mean, just every gesture, the way he held his head, the way he gestured with his hand, his tone of voice, his mood, everything about him was so attractive and so powerful at the same time. I mean, here's a person who's actually revolutionizing the whole universe, if you can imagine. Just by the look in his eye, he's revolutionizing the whole universe. That's called Jagat Guru, one who can deliver the whole universe. That's our Prabhupada, you see. So, we simply have to take these wonderful lessons, Prabhupada's wonderful, wonderful books, his wonderful teachings. They're so full of light. They're so full of life. Every time you read it, you get more and more out of it. They're not mundane intellectualism. They are imbued with Krishna himself. Krishna himself is dancing within every letter of these books. You don't have to come to Vraj to associate with Krishna. You can just by opening up a book, you're right there with Krishna himself, you see. You just got to learn how to enter into them. A disciple just wrote me, she said, well, Gurudev, how should I read the books? I said, cover to cover. Cover to cover, you see. Read all of them cover to cover, you see. Read them cover to cover. Not that you jump here and there, you see. When you sit down for a meal, you eat the whole meal, right? You don't just take a little bit of here. No, you eat the whole meal. So these are the ultimate meal. Prabhupada's books are the ultimate meal. So you read the whole book, cover to cover. That's how you read the books, cover to cover. You get your book marker. You start wherever you leave off. You leave your marker. You just keep going through all the books. You see, again and again and again and again. The more we can absorb these wonderful teachings of Prabhupada into our hearts, the more we will feel connected with our spiritual master, the more we'll feel connected with Srila Prabhupada, the more we'll feel connected with all the acharyas, the more we'll feel connected with Lord Chaitanya, the more we will be living with Krishna at every minute. We just read an amazing verse this morning. My wife gave a class. And it was an amazing verse. Actually, I was looking for this verse for years and I could never find it, but then she gave a class on it today. That devotional service rendered for achieving some goal like liberation from birth and death is devotional service in the mode of goodness. If you're doing devotional service for going back to Godhead, that's very good. That's the mode of goodness. But the higher position is to render just to please Krishna. As Lord Chaitanya said, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmadishvare bhavatad bhaktirahaita kitvai. I don't want wealth. I don't want women. I don't want any number of followers. I'm not even interested in going back to Godhead. All I want is devotional service, birth after birth, you see. So that's pure bhakti. So it's very good to do devotional service for going back to Godhead. And Prabhupada even named our magazine Back to Godhead. It's a very good thing. It is good. So we can do devotional service for that purpose, to go back to Godhead. But we should know this is a stepping stone to the next level of understanding devotional service is as good as back to Godhead. Because Krishna and devotional service are non-different. When I'm actually absorbed in devotional service, I'm as good as back to Godhead already. I don't have to wait for some future being back to Godhead. I'm already back to Godhead just by engaging in devotional service. In this connection, I have a personal instruction from Prabhupada. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So Krishna is actually present, but we're so blinded by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. We don't experience Krishna. We experience some nonsense thing called the mind. How to deal with that rascal? See? There's the stick approach, and there's the rose approach. The stick approach was given by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He said, in the morning, beat your mind with shoes 100 times. In the evening, with broomstick 100 times. And there's also the rose approach from poet Govindadas. Bajahure bala shrinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare. My dear mind. Nice mind, my dear mind. Patting, you see. My dear mind. Just engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda. So what should I do? Should I use the stick, the broom, or the patting? Whatever works. Whatever works for you. We all have our own battles we're fighting. The battle of Kurukshetra with our own mind. What works for you, do it. If my dear mind works, do that. If it doesn't work, get out the stick. Get out the shoes. Beat the hell out of that rascal. Whatever works for you, do it. You are your own boss in terms of how you're going to control your mind. I can't control your mind for you. Even my disciples, I can't control my mind for you. You have to learn the art of how you are going to control your own mind. Otherwise, you're not going to make it in spiritual life. Sorry about that. Initiation is not good enough. You have to learn how to control your mind. Because that's what's going to make you or break you at the time called death. Which is actually a very wonderful moment. It's like getting transferred to a new department. You work in the majority department. Oh, Prabhu, you just got promoted to the managerial office. We're going to make you the president of the temple now. Oh, I got a promotion. So death is just getting a transfer to another department is all it really is. It's not some horrible thing. It's a glorious moment. I'm getting transferred to a new department now. I'm actually getting promoted today to a new department in Krishna's service. Ki Jai. So just try to understand how wonderful this process is. Don't let Maya tempt you to engage in sense gratification. Tell Maya to go jump in the Gichamuna. Just take this process as your life and soul. Embrace pure bhakti. Just fully embrace. My dear Krishna, please bless me. I can have no desire except to please you with my every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances. And please bless me. I can be fully absorbed in serving Lord Chaitanya's order to be a guru and deliver the people of this world. These two requests, please help me to be delivered and please empower me, I can deliver others according to Lord Gauranga's order and Prabhupada's order, you see. These are the two desires, which we sing every morning in the Shinga prayers. Bahir Nasingho Hridaye Nasingho. Bahir Nasingho means spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Hridaye Nasingho means fully awakening love of God within my heart. So we have two desires, but Krishna within, Krishna without. So we have about 10 minutes left. Maybe there's some questions, I can try to answer them. Yes, Prabhu?
Thank
Okay, written questions are good too, because I'm a little, my hearing isn't the best in the world. just some written questions. What is the art of controlling a mind other than chanting? By seeing everything through the eyes of the scripture. It's like you have, your eyes aren't good, you get some glasses, corrective lenses. So when your mind isn't good, you get some corrective lenses called scriptures. You see everything through the eyes of the scripture. What is the hope for a person who does not have implicit faith in the spiritual master after many years of being in the movement? You're not in good shape. You better find somebody you can put your faith in. Because if you don't have any, that means you're giving more, you're putting more faith in your mind than you are in anyone who could actually guide you how to become a pure devotee. Can knowledge be revealed to them by staying? Yes, if you study Prabhupada's books, everything can be realized. Prabhupada is the most powerful, perfect spiritual master. So you should become very well versed in Prabhupada's teachings and then find someone who can connect you 100% with Prabhupada. How should we learn to enter into the books? By reading, the books will tell you how to enter into them. The books themselves will tell you how to enter into them by meditating upon them, living them, breathing them, serving them, etc. The books themselves reveal to you how to be totally absorbed in this knowledge. Everyone says nadanam najanam, but to follow it is very difficult. Like we say na sundaring, but we're attracted to sundaring. We say no wealth when it follows, but thinking, yeah, I want to get married. well, then you should go ahead and get married, and then you won't be so much thinking like that. That'll help. It can help. The best thing is just to realize it's not important, because what is it? It's just a bag. What is this attraction to females? It's really ridiculous. I mean, this stool bag that I'm walking around in, stool, urine, pus, urine, and blood, it's pretty grotesque. I mean, I have to brush my teeth, the mouth has, you know, it's just so dirty, foul thing. So why are you attracted to another dirty, foul thing that just happens to have a high-pitched voice? I mean, does it make any sense? Use your intelligence. Is this the same gross thing as you have? Do you have to go to the toilet? I mean, it's just gross. Why are you attracted to it? You have to analyze it. Be a little intelligent. That's the best, that's the first class position. If you can do that as brahmachari, do it as best thing, then stay brahmachari. If you can't do it as a brahmachari, then do it as a householder. But you have to come to that renounced position. Whether you're a brahmachari or a grihastha, you have to come to that renounced consciousness. Otherwise, you're stuck here in karma chakra.
How to spread Krishna within our heart? It is most difficult to preach to our mind.
It's really not difficult. We think it's difficult, but actually it's not difficult. It's the most natural, easy thing you could ever do. You just have to stop trying to be something that you're not. Stop trying to be the enjoyer of this world. You are not the enjoyer of this world. You're Krishna's eternal servant. Just remind yourself of this and start acting and thinking in that capacity. What does Krishna want me to do? How can I please Krishna right now by my thoughts, words, and deeds? Always meditate like that and always do it. That's all. It's all you have to do. It's a simple process. We make it complicated because we're so sophisticated. But you just got to take it in a simple way. Prabhupada said, simple for the simple and difficult for the crooked. If you hold on to a cheating mentality, you're never going to make it in Krishna consciousness.
He had to give up the cheating mentality to become a simple, sold-out servant of Guru and Krishna. That's all there is to it. It's like when Prabhupada shared, whatever Prabhupada says, that's all. The whole thing, whatever Prabhupada says, that's it. There's no consideration of what I want. What has Prabhupada said? What does Prabhupada want me to do? That was the only consideration. What does Prabhupada want me to do? And you just do it. That's it. It's that simple attitude. What does Prabhupada want me to do? You just do that, and the whole thing becomes very easy. You see? So don't complicate it. Just be a simple, sold-out servant of Guru and Krishna, and it becomes so easy. It'll be so sublime. You're tasting the sweetest pleasure of it every minute. Trust me, this process works. This process will take you all to the point where you can directly see Krishna face to face at every minute. And there's even a higher level than that, and that is not seeing Krishna and wanting to see Krishna. The Goswamis, yes. Please do. Microphone for Parvati Mataji. Where do we have another mic? While the mic is coming, no, you might try to broadcast it without the mic, or we can wait for the mic. We'll wait for the mic.
We have like 30 people on the radio.
Somebody may have to tell me what you
said. We have like 30 people on the radio.
30 people on the radio.
30 people on the radio, okay. Welcome all the radio listeners. We love you.
So we don't want to sound like we're having a private conversation. So I'd like to make a comment about there were a couple of people who wanted to know how to enter into the Prabhupada's books. So, and your comment, of course, is just read the books. So Prabhupada said he gave everything. There was everything in the books. He gave us everything. So, if you read the books one time, you may think you got everything, but you didn't get everything, because you'll notice when you read it the second time, or the third time, or the 15th time, there's always something there that you never saw before. So, you can only, there's different gradations of realization. You can only see what you understand at your own level. But as you commit yourself to devotional service, then you make advancement. And when you read, you'll also, Prabhupada will give you certain kinds of realizations which you never had before. And if you preach, when you preach and you're sharing what you know, very often you'll hear yourself saying something that you never even knew before. So that's an interesting point, an interesting phenomenon, basically speaking. So it's important to share what you have when you're reading and share what you have. For example, there's thousands of people coming in to the gate to take darshan here in Prabhupada. Made a temple so that people would have association, not just that we would have association with each other, but also we would give our association. We're the sadhus. They came to take association with the sadhus. So it's our responsibility to at least, you know, once or twice a day or even a few hours, take the time to meet one of these pilgrims who are coming in for a few minutes before they have to catch their bus and share what you have.
That's very nice. Actually, it's very stated like this: the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. And the more you get Krishna, the more you can give Krishna. And the more you can give, it just goes, it goes back and forth, ever expanding. So this is why, once you get a taste for preaching, it's addictive. It's absolutely addictive. Once you get a taste for preaching, you just can't stop. You become unstoppable.
So we read the book. That's another reason we read the book, so we can preach more expertly. So actually, we should end at 6:30, don't we? 6:30 now. Any last questions? Everyone's satisfied. Okay, get out there and save the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Shri Man Sankarsan Das Adhikari Prabhu ji ki jai.